Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Mike Castle joined the Marines in September of 1967. He served with the 2nd Battalion, 4th Marines, otherwise known as the Magnificent Bastards, in 68 and 69. Castle was an M60 machine gunner. He is receiving a Bronze Star on Thursday aboard the USS Yorktown in South Carolina. He is with us from West Columbia, Texas now with the story. Mike Castle, welcome to In the Moment.
Thank you. Nice to meet you.
Thank you for your service. And let's just start with 48 years and then the Bronze Star Medal. The obvious question, what took so long?
Well, the Marines don't really hand out a lot of medals, number one. But to earn a medal, it's usually in combat, a medal like a Bronze Star, especially with Combat B. The medal was probably never written up because we were in the DMZ, and it was pretty much as the citation says, it was near Cantien. We were in the DMZ, and a long time passed, and in 1995, a friend contacted me. His name is Tom Colliard from Minnesota, and he said, Dan Wagner was trying to reach me, a friend of mine that was with us on that patrol of 14 Marines. Finally, Dan got in contact with me and told me, he says, you saved my life, and he wanted to do something for me. So he started a process of writing to the Department of Navy, telling them that what I did for him, trying to save his life, and there's a lot of others involved, too. There was a 14-man squad. Years went by. Dan got the citation stuff sent back to him several times until he got a hold of Colonel Dwyer, who was Captain Dwyer, RCO in Vietnam in Gulf Company. When Captain Dwyer got working on it, it moved forward through a congressman, and then dates got confused, and that stopped it, and it came back again. So it came back a couple times on Dan Wagner and came back a couple times on Colonel Dwyer. Colonel Dwyer, he got sick. He has passed. He had cancer, and he worked on it, and then another colonel friend of mine, Jack Dykeman, got involved and helped Joe before he passed, and got the thing moving back through the board. So it goes, starts with the congressman. The congressman sends it to the Naval Board. The Naval Board decides whether or not it'll go towards the medals board, awards board, and from there it goes to the Commandant of the Marine Corps and on to the Secretary of the Navy, then back to the Congress. So it took a lot of years, probably 8 to 10 years.
And do
from the time it started.
Do I understand correctly that Wagner didn't really know your name at first, that he was looking for the wiry blonde kid from South Dakota?
Yes.
Or do I misunderstand that?
That's true.
Yeah.
That's absolutely true. And Dan had just got to country, and his nickname was Wags. So Dan Wagner, he's been an amazing person, and my wife, and things that we've done with our battalion, but was brand new to our company, and we had just come off a huge hump to find rocket launchers off of Hill 1550, which doesn't sound like a big hill, but it was probably 4 peaks to get to it, and these are straight up and down peaks, so you know, it isn't the kind of mountain you would think of as in big mountains, but to climb these with all your gear and everything up and down these peaks. Well, we reached the top. We found places where the NVA were shooting down onto Camp Carroll, fire base we had. And we were transferred then to, are you still with me?
Yes, I'm here listening.
Okay, we were transferred to back to LZ Stud.
Sure.
And Dan and I were put on plus 14 other Marines. We're put on a standby in case some emergency came up. And we about the time our 8 hours was up, and everybody else was out having a little bit of fun and beers, which they were well deserved, we were called, told to ruck up, and we were flown in to the DMZ to meet up with a four-man recon team that would had been pinned down. They contacted us, and when they seen the helicopters land, and this was at dusk, and they said they were fine, but we needed to call Captain Dwyer, our CO, and tell him that this wasn't a place for us to be. We were in a very heavily, very heavy amount of NVA, which would be, you know, they were attacking us from inside the DMZ all the time, shooting rockets and everything. And so they told us, you know, we should get out of there. But we were told to stand down, and we made the patrol the next day.
Right.
Not to make it real long, we ended up refreshing with water. We had missed a few checkpoints, and we were refreshing with water. And just before that, we had a Piper Cub plane, spotter plane, see us. And because we weren't on our correct checkpoint, he notified, said, "Do you have any friendlies in the area?" And of course, his obvious answer was, "We didn't, because we were calling in wrong points."
Right.
So we were kind of out of our area. So we got to the water, like I said, and all of a sudden a Bronco plane come flying in and with his guns blasting, and we all got wounded. And basically, we do what Marines do. We started helping each other, and I was fortunate enough to be able to help Dan Wagner, Wags, and I gave him my helmet and covered him up and the best I could into the brush. And we had also all the other Marines that were wounded that were trying to help each other. And basically, that's about it.
Now, for those who don't know, you talked about carrying the gear. You're an M60 machine gunner, not a light piece of equipment. The guy who carries the M60 kind of has it a little bit rough. Tell us a little bit about the equipment and the weaponry. And I think in Wag's account, are you firing it from, I mean, you're running and firing it at some point. Tell us about the weapon.
Yes. Go ahead.
Yeah, just tell us about sort of the equipment and the weapon of what that was capable
of. Okay. The machine gun itself weighs 35 pounds.
Right.
And I probably weighed that time, yeah, because we were always humping hills. I probably was about 165 pounds.
Yeah.
And I got used to the weight. You know, we carried a pack, we carried extra rounds, and then every grunt, 035, 0311, carried M60 rounds for us.
Right.
But and we had someone humping the tripods and ammo. So there was three people that helped the gunner, and the weapon was heavy. But I guess you just got used to it, you know, because you carried canteens of water, you carried hand grenades, I had a 45 pistol, probably as much as I weighed.
Yeah.
All in all.
Right.
And so. You're always my nickname was Globe, by the way, kind of a funny name. But when you're carrying something like that, you're looking around a lot, you know. So I don't know. That's what the nickname was for me.
Nice.
And it sounds funny, but I get my head on a swivel all the time.
Right. Yeah.
When the Bronco came in shooting at us, you know, the radio man was on the radio and trying to call him off. And on his second pass, he hits radio man. He lost his hand. Sergeant Bud Pedersen from South Dakota, his nickname was Pops, because he was like 25 and had kids, and we were all
right.
Young.
Right, yeah, he's the old guy, yeah.
So he got blasted pretty good in the abdominal area.
Yeah.
Lieutenant was laying on the bank, and I thought he probably was dead. We had radio man without his hand. We had Dan. He got blasted and blown through the air. There was Bass. There was, and I can't remember everybody's name right now, but we all got going to try to help each each other. And Captain Dwyer was screaming over the radio to shoot the Bronco down. So where Dan remembers the machine gun fire is where I was shooting at him as he was coming at us, because he wasn't listening. He was hurting us badly.
Right.
And, of course, if the truth be known, they blew phantom jets at us. We didn't see. They shot naval gunfire. We didn't see. And artillery, which was landing probably on the other side of the Benhai River across from us, massive explosions. So then, you know, you have the NVA who were all there. We were surrounded, basically. So when Dan and I finally got together, he started that process of a Silver Star to begin with. I'm grateful for anything, and I'm very happy and proud to serve in the Marine Corps.
And I think, Mike Castle, this is, my father was a Marine in Vietnam. I was a Marine. This is a perfect example of how Marines behave, and the humility you bring to the conversation is obvious and comes straight from the Marine Corps as well. Mike Castle receives a Bronze Star with Combat V this Thursday aboard the USS Yorktown in South Dakota, 48 years in the making. And we just have about 30 seconds left. Mike, what do you want to say to those guys that were with you then all these years later?
I really, really appreciate their service. I'm looking forward to seeing some of them on the Yorktown, especially my friend Dan. I'm very proud that I served with the 2nd Battalion, 4th Marines, and I'm going to be very proud to be standing there with Brigadier General Weiss and also Major General Livingston. It's an honor.
It was very much an honor.
Honor
to talk to you today, Mike Castle, Semper Fi. Thank you so much for your time.
Semper Fi. Thank you for your service.